We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
So American business is very different from the rest of the industrial world. Far more ruthless, has far greater freedom of action, and it did really slash and burn 3 years ago.
So are you really saying that the, 7 million jobs that have been lost in America since 2008, roughly, that that was a price worth paying for increased productivity?
Well, it did lead to big gains in productivity and a big recovery in corporate profits. So from the standpoint of the firms, that policy worked. And what we don't know is there a long-term cost? When you lose human capital, can you replace it? Right now, with high unemployment, firms have no problem hiring people. But going out 2 years, unemployment rates could decline, not be 9, but be more like 6 or 7. Then you would have tighter labor markets. And if you did sacrifice good human capital, then you might have yourself constrained in terms of how you'll get it back.
But what about the 14 million Americans who are out of work at the moment?
Yeah.
Doesn't it make it much more likely that we will see another downturn in the U.S. economy because they have lost confidence? Millions of people have stopped looking for work.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't dismiss unemployment as just something that brings productivity gains and doesn't have profound consequences.
Yeah. Well, the answer is we've had over the last 2 years a very subdued recovery in consumer spending. And one of the reasons for that is we haven't had large employment gains, so unemployment is still high. I don't think that the high unemployment rate by itself guarantees a new recession. It just means that we have constraints on consumer spending. If you look at what's happened here in the last year, we've had good gains in consumer spending by upmarket consumers. High-income consumers have been spending quite enthusiastically.
Is that enough?
We've had large gains in retail sales at Tiffany's, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, and firms like Walmart, which cater to the broad mass, are basically flat year on year. And what made this possible was two things. First, we had big gains in the stock market. So wealthier people felt they had gains in their balance sheet, which allowed more spending. And secondly, once the economy began to recover, higher income people were more confident about their job security, because there's a very high correlation in the U.S. between unemployment and education status. The unemployment rate for college graduates is 4.5%. The unemployment rate for high school dropouts is 15%. So how you fare depends very much on your educational status, and by definition, high-income people tend to be college graduates and therefore less vulnerable to unemployment.
Economist David Hale. Let's face facts. Today's optimistic edition of Business Daily is a marked contrast to what we've been reporting for the rest of the week. We have been asking influential thinkers from different parts of the global economy for their view.
Breed, and for that reason, I'm positive.
Rolls-Royce Chief Executive Torsten Müller-Udfusch. You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC with Leslie Kerwin. Let's continue our theme of optimism in the face of a largely pessimistic world. Is there reason to be hopeful about America's economy, despite the misgivings of the IMF and other economy watchers? It has slowed down recently, and on Tuesday, the IMF revised down its forecast for US economic growth to 1.5% this year and 1.8% next year. Unemployment is stuck above 9%, the housing market's flat, and the deficit is a problem which politicians seem unable or at least unwilling to solve. But some think America can still avoid a double-dip recession. Leading economist David Hale from Chicago advises companies from across the world, and he's just published a book entitled What's Next? So I asked him, what is next for America?
The only way we could have a recession would be if we had a further massive loss of confidence over and beyond what happened this summer, so the household savings rate rose very sharply. And employers, businesses decided not to engage in any more capital spending or to hire any new workers.
You're suggesting that really that the U.S. has seen a much more aggressive deleveraging, unwinding than many countries, and that corporations, businesses have lost a huge number of jobs, many more than we've seen in other countries.
Right.
Is that your thesis, really?
Well, if we go back to the time of the global financial crisis 3 years ago, American business engaged in unprecedented cost cutting, even by American standards. In the recessions that were severe 30 and 40 years ago, we had GDP declines of 3 or 3.5%, and the private sector reduced employment by nearly as much. This time, the employment loss was